Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Littrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Fondi goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball four. Morin moves to second. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive towards short. Littrell catches it and throws to first to double up Grote. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Clemente moves to second. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clemente moves to third. Verdon moves to second. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner is hit by the pitch. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Long moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bolger strikes out. Two outs. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Littrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foyles strikes out. There goes Baker. The throw from Neiman to second, and Baker is out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein takes first base on ball four. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Powers now playing left field. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Drott bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Neiman moves to second. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Long takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to third. Banks moves to second. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Morin picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Morin. Powers goes all the way around to score. Groat moves to third. It's 4-3, Pirates. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Groat scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to second. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Foyles moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bolger hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Littrell hits a fly ball into left field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Neiman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walls. Thomas reaches second base with a double. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Powers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bolger. Groat reaches second base with a double. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groat moves to third. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Singleton. Groat scores. It's 6-3, Pirates. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Foyles bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Singleton. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Arroyo bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Littrell covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Long strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Verdon hits a pop-up towards short. Littrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fondi moves to second. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 7-3, Pirates. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Groat bunts towards the mound. Singleton fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Singleton. Thomas scores. Powers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Pirates. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bolger strikes out. One out. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Littrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Pirates. Jim Fanning pinch hits for Elmer Singleton. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fanning moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Foyles hits a fly ball into center field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Arroyo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arroyo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Arroyo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Littrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-4 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bolger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-6, Pirates. Jack Littrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littrell is 0-for-4 in the game. Littrell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Face now pitching. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Neiman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.